Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email here is from Erica, and I see a note from Eric right below the email that says, I swear on the demon that I didn't write this one myself. I haven't read this email. Now I'm very curious.
It's probably going to be very complimentary to LSAT Demon, would be my guess.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. We appreciate the email. Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so Erica says, I keep bombing at LR. No matter which question types I drill, I keep getting half or more than half wrong. I keep a blind review / wrong answer journal. I blind review each question I flag, but even in blind review, I still get the question wrong. I've been taking my time and not using the clock, and still get so many wrong. My strength is in logic games, for which every game I get -0 to -1 wrong, both timed and untimed. A bit of background, I have some computer coding skills under my belt, so logic games reminds me a lot of when I would create code in Python and JavaScript. My brain likes to see logic as if X happens, then Y is executed terminology, just like in computer code. And it's easier for me to understand the flow. Is there a way I can use my LG brain to work for me in LR? Translating each LR question into if X, then Y does help at times. But sometimes I get so stumped that I do not know how to place it into this terminology. Am I just being impatient with myself? Love the podcast, and I hope the demon gives it to me straight. Erica.
Why did Eric think that we would accuse him of writing it?
Because he teaches the cross training class in LSAT Demon.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Once every, what would it be? Once every 6 weeks, I guess, he would be teaching a class that is cross training designed for, hey, you're good at logic games. Let's talk about translating those skills over into logical reasoning. And it certainly does. Those skills certainly do translate. You want to talk about how they translate a little bit?
I do. Although I also want to talk about maybe what Erica is doing that could be preventing her from just really owning logical reasoning. Translating each LR question into if X, then Y does help at times. I feel like in an effort to try to make this much more like code.
Yeah.
She's also then losing the forest from the trees, right? She's getting sucked into some details, but missing sight of others. That could easily explain half wrong.
Yeah. I mean, this type of shit is not going to work on every LR question. Like you're not, the questions are not always just conditional reasoning. There are some questions that start with like, every brick house on River Street has a front yard.
But even in those cases, I don't know that the translation works, even for someone like Erica.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good idea to diagram. We don't teach diagramming and logical reasoning. We teach like common sense understanding. My guess, Erica, is that you're not reading carefully enough on logical reasoning. I think you just don't understand what you're reading. I think you're not actually attacking each of the premises to understand what they're saying. You're trying to translate them into some weird diagram. Half the time they are untranslatable, and you're trying to like make this formal logic out of something that is quite a bit looser.
Well, here's the irony. Erica is trying very hard, it sounds like, to understand the passages. But the way in which she's trying to understand them is the problem, right? So your goal of trying to understand is good, but your method is not good. Your goal should be to try to understand these things intuitively. You have to accept a different way of thinking, not the analytical, everything is X to Y sort of visualization, whether you draw that or not. It's, let me really try to see this like a real person would see this. Do I see the six people sitting around the table? Do I see the, you know, most students at the school have this problem? If that's what the logical reasoning question says, imagine the people.
I have a feeling she doesn't understand what arguments are either. Like on logical reasoning, you need to think about when they're making an argument, which they aren't always. Sometimes it's just like fact, fact, fact. And then they ask you which one's proven by those facts.
Yeah.
But other times, many times, even probably most of the times, they are making an argument in the passage, right? And what an argument is there's some evidence and there's a conclusion. Find the conclusion, Erica. What are they trying to conclude? Everything else in the argument is their evidence, and you probably need to give them credit for that. So you need to read it carefully, understand what it's saying, and then accept the truth of it just for argumentation. You need to say, okay, if this is your evidence, does it prove your conclusion? And on easier questions, they're going to make it real plain what the conclusion is and what the evidence is. They're going to say a lot of since and because and therefore and so, and they're going to signal like really strongly, okay, here's the evidence and here's the conclusion. In that case, what you have to do is you have to grant them all the evidence and then still try to find ways that their evidence doesn't necessarily prove their conclusion. Then you need to mess around with reading the actual question. Then you need to look at the answer choices. But you need to win that battle much earlier than once you get to the answer choices. You have to win that battle by attacking the argument, really understanding what their evidence is, understanding why their conclusion is probably not warranted based on their evidence. Make practical, common sense objections. And that's what's going to help you get better at LR.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell her not to go to law school, or do you want me to tell her not to go to law school?
Yeah, go into coding, go into tech, something, build something.
Yeah. If your brain is amenable to Python and JavaScript, there's immense need for people whose brains are amenable to Python and JavaScript.
Yeah.
You know, trying to then translate that into a law career, you know, you're going to be fighting on, so far, it sounds like you haven't immediately responded to logical reasoning. That's not to say that you can't get better at logical reasoning, but you haven't immediately responded to it. And you're going to be in law school and in legal practice, you know, you're going to end up doing battle with people like me, where my brain immediately responded to logical reasoning. Like, I never had problems in logical reasoning, not on the first day I started. It was just like, oh, I can read all that carefully. I understand what it says. I can see the argument that you're trying to make, and I can come up with five reasons why the evidence doesn't support the conclusion. Common sense, practical. I'm a super strong reader. And, you know, are those the type of people that you want to be competing against?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a big advocate of law school, but Erica could do perfectly fine once she understands the goal. I think she's misunderstanding the goal. I think she's thinking to understand this is how you do it. And it's like, no. You got to embrace a different part of thinking. Maybe that just unlocks it for her. I don't know. But if it doesn't, yeah, there's plenty of opportunity outside of law.
Well, I mean, yeah. And come ask us, right? If you're a Demon student, even if you've just got a Demon free account, you can do real LSAT questions and you can ask you can use the ask button. I mean, on blind review, if you're not getting it, watch our videos, read our written explanations. If the videos and the written explanations still don't do it for you, then use the ask button to ask our team of tutors and they'll get right back to you with a response, you know, to try to help you clarify. And you should see that it's, you know, I do think it's easier than you currently are making it out to be. And I would love to help. I don't mean to tell you that you can't be successful in this field, but it is my personal opinion that we have a far greater need for coders than we do for lawyers. And if you're good at coding, and there's just this overwhelming, obvious need that is never going to go away, not in our lifetimes, then why... You know, I would recommend that young people pursue these things that they're just naturally good at instead of banging their head against the wall in an entirely different field. You're going to be playing on different grounds. So I can help you on those grounds. Like, we can talk about it. We can try to get better. But anytime I see anybody that's got any kind of a science or math brain, I'm just like, really? You want to take all that and then go into law? Huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for writing in, Erica. I hope we gave it to you straight. That's what you asked for.
Yeah, thanks. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.